So pause and settle in for a few moments of reflection. Allowing your attention to come home to the body in the posture you've chosen. And just as the body is resting in that posture, allowing the mind to rest on the body. Breathing in and breathing out. So this is an invitation to allow the support of this moment of pause to provide a space for thinking about reflecting on your experience with dancing with the challenges that you face. So really want to invite you to call to mind of a difficulty you faced in the last few days. And in this case, we want it to be something that struck you as challenging, but in the relatively short period of time following your encounter with it, you found yourself working with it in a way that minimized its harmful impact. So this might have been a news item that you read, or it might have been a piece of communication from someone at work or at home. Something that was difficult, but that didn't really disrupt your whole day, let alone your whole week, or, you know, take you into a period of downward spiral. So once you have something in mind to just really support your reflection here, just think a little bit about what supported you in encountering, turning toward that difficult communication information, but also releasing it or otherwise putting it in perspective. Was there a way that you leaned into your mindfulness practice, took a conscious breath? Was there a way that you turned to a friend to discuss it? Was there a way that you allowed yourself to experience a moment of self-compassionate care? So really we're inviting reflection on one experience of turning towards something difficult, but finding a way to hold it. And I want to invite you to really reflect on any ways that you might be holding some of the difficulty through habits and patterns that you might want to change. It could be relying perhaps a bit too much on a substance, alcohol or cannabis, or it could be just avoiding it, turning it off, noticing it and then dropping it entirely as if it doesn't affect you or you can't handle it at all. With this practice, we're inviting deepening our ability to move into, to bring this quality of soulfulness, which often has been described as, you know, that which emerges when we turn toward the difficult and come out on the other side with a kind of creative, energized expression of life in relationship to that challenge. So just inviting you to think about, again, habits and patterns around turning toward and moving in relationship to something that you found difficult, looking at perhaps wholesome ways of moving, creating space, dancing with that challenge, and also identifying perhaps some ways that you might be reacting to such challenges that you might want to change what we might consider to be unwholesome ways that perhaps in the moment appear to be helpful to allowing you to keep going, but over time might not be the most productive or wholesome way, most skillful way of dealing with this, if what we want to do is minimize our suffering, ultimately increase our health, our well-being, and add the energy of possibility to the world. Thank you for taking these few minutes to reflect on this aspect of your experience. You might jot down a few notes of reflection on this for your own edification. And when and as you're ready, take a moment and join me in a meditative practice aimed at deepening your resourcefulness for dancing with, well, all that arises that might be difficult, whether seems like demons, seems like devas, and moving toward our deepening capacity through mindfulness to flow with these challenges with energy and possibility. Thanks so much.